These are the Kesey Tapes. U-Man and Favaz explore the backstories and interviews heard on Kesey, the longest-running rock station in the country.
Kesey Tapes time. New episode number 77. I'm John Hewlett, and there's the mighty Favaz.
Hello, John.
And, of course, our podcast is brought to you by Black Raven Digital. Every business needs a good website, not just to make you look good, but because your clients, customers, and potential new hires are all online, and they want to be able to have business with you easily and effectively. And if the website is complicated and jibber-jabber and all that kind of stuff, you lose business, no doubt about it. If you aren't making a difference to the people you're trying to reach, or worse, your site is too slow, so let them take care of this. This is Black Raven AFC. They've been around for a while. They know exactly what they're doing. They specialize in websites, beautiful, functional websites designed for the people that are actually going to be using them. So when you're ready to make your website really, really matter, let Black Raven AFC help. Go to blackravendigital.com and reach up today. Okay, today is an interview Favaz did with Shinedown.
Yeah, this is Brent, who is still in the band, and Jason, who is not in the band. I'm not sure of the year. This is after 2004. I know that because they came in, they opened for Van Halen, and they came in that day, which was really cool. So that was a neat thing. And Shinedown still, I don't know if you know this, John, but I think they have... They are either tied or they lead with the most number one rock songs on the rock charts ever.
Really?
Number one rock song. So we're talking like the mainstream rock and alternative rock, whatever. Those are the charts we're talking about. They have the most number ones.
So these are the charts that have been pared down for each genre.
Yes. Yeah.
And this is as opposed to back in the day.
Yeah, where it was different. That's not a top 40 chart or a Billboard chart.
Yeah, this is overall songs.
But, yeah. But it seems like everything they put out turns to gold.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we play them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I love them. And they were just a really good band. And this is him and Jason. And I believe this is the guy, I think, that was dating the lead singer, Johnny Van Zandt from Lynyrd Skynyrd. I think he was dating his daughter at the time. That's why they did Simple Man back in the day.
Oh, wow.
That's why they covered.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. So here it is. It's Brent and Jason. All right. Welcome back, everybody. It's Favaz. This is one of the stranger things that's ever happened, really, when we have a show in town. Two big bands, as far as we're concerned, and, you know, we play them a lot on Kesey, and then we both get both in the studio. It's a cool thing. And right now we have Shinedown.
Shinedown.
That's right.
I don't know about how big.
Yeah.
Shinedown. Yeah. Where are they from? Are they from Atlanta?
They're from they're from Florida.
Uh-huh.
I believe they're from near Jacksonville, if I'm not mistaken. You guys have what, the number two rock song in the country right now?
At the moment, yeah.
Yeah, that's saying something, I think. Brent.
Which one's which?
That's Brent right there, that voice. Jason are here. And Brent, he's the one still in the band. He had drug and alcohol issues big time. He is clean and they work out. That's their thing. All of them do.
He writes a lot about that, about his situation.
Yes, and he's written this last record that they came out with a couple of years ago or so, Attention. Not only does he talk, you know, he writes about himself, but he writes about the bass player in the band, too, who also had issues.
Yeah.
And so
the song Get Up is a fantastic tune.
Yeah. I love that song.
That was the number one song of the year as far as rock goes.
Yeah.
And that's about addiction recovery, too, I think, in a lot of ways.
Welcome back to Kesey, man.
Hey, man. Thanks for having us.
I guess it was in the warm month of July that you were here last with Van Halen.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And the Van Halen tour has come and gone. And I know you've been out with Silvertide. We were just talking about them. So
we've not actually quit. That Van Halen thing was like almost, I mean, we looked at that like a vacation. I know that sounds weird, but this month of January marks 21 months that we've been touring Leave a Whisper. So that was like every night. You could get a shower. You got a dressing room.
Oh, yeah.
We were in an arena.
It's like 2 days on, 3 days off.
Right.
Yeah, it was a vacation because it was really only like 20 dates. So, I mean.
Spread out over 2 months almost.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, they sound like they're from the South. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, they sound young too.
Yeah. Why did Jason leave the group?
I think he had drug issues, I'm pretty sure. And so this, I think this is early 2005, from what I'm hearing now, that when they came in, and it's kind of cool. You're treated really well.
It was 30-minute awesome. Set, so it was like, you know, it was like a vacation.
So was it boring, though? I mean, obviously, I know the show's
boring. There was no boredom involved in that.
There's something to be seen on that every night with those guys, you know, tequila. And
right.
You know,
tell me. So they opened for Van Halen when they reunited with Sammy, and that was the tour that sunk the whole thing. You know, so that's why they were saying there was never anything boring there. There was always something going on, you know. And so, yeah.
Smoking gun.
Yeah. Well, tell me a funny Eddie Van Halen story.
We got one that's really good. Go for it.
And is this the one where he peed?
That's the best one we got.
You told that last time.
Yeah, we can.
I know. But that's the best one.
He urinated in a turkey
That's the best
roll.
One. What other ones? Hold on.
Is it what?
I don't know.
Is he going to tell it?
I don't know.
Other ones, but you just can't, you know, you don't really want to say.
Right, you can't sell them out.
We were in Vegas and something crazy
Well,
happened.
I mean, not crazy, but it's not a crazy story, but there was a, you know what, hold on. It was the second St. Louis show.
Yeah.
Because they did two nights. The second St. Louis show. Was the first night that Eddie came out with his son, Wolfie, and they were in the pit. You know how it was sectioned off?
Yeah.
And they had like the $500 tickets or whatever. You could be like right there.
Right.
They stayed for like the last three songs. We only played five.
Oh,
and they were right there.
They were watching you.
Right there. They had like two security guards around them because, you know, the people, but there wasn't that many people in the pit anyway. They're like, who the hell is this bear?
Turn around, seeing Eddie Van Halen standing there.
Yeah, I mean, but they watched the last three songs, so that was cool. Because Wolfgang had taken I guess he really dug it, but so did Eddie. He really dug the band, and you know, like we said when we were here, Alex Van Halen picked the band. Yeah. So, you know,
So it's kind of funny. Wolfgang just had a birthday yesterday. He's 29 years old. Mm. I met him in 2004 down in Oklahoma City, where he was barely 12, 13. So how many years ago? It was 17. Yeah. So he was like 12 years old.
I wonder what he's like.
From Twitter, he's a smart ass. He's kind of funny.
Uh-huh.
Loves his mom and dad. You know, he's an only child.
Right.
I think he's funny. Yeah.
I think he being raised by Eddie was probably challenging.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
But she seems to be like a stable rock.
Yes. And you can tell when he talks, he loves both. He tweets about both. And it's exactly what you said. I mean, you know, he's very, you know, he loves his dad. He calls him Pops.
Mm-hmm.
And his mom, I think he calls her Ma, you know?
Mm, yeah.
And she tweeted about him on his birthday and stuff. It was just, it's really neat.
Yeah, he was born the year my oldest daughter was born. I remember that.
And smiling while we were playing. I mean, it'd just do something to you.
I bet.
Yeah, so it was a big deal for us.
I bet. Are you going to hook up with any other big bands this year coming up?
I don't know. We haven't really decided. You know what? For us, we've been out, I guess it's 8 months, 8 or 9 months headlining solid.
Wait a minute, you never told the story about Eddie peeing in a turkey bowl. What?
I don't know if it was a turkey bowl, but I don't even remember that story. But I'd have to find the other interview.
Oh, okay.
Maybe he told it.
Except for that little, you know, 2 months with Van Halen. Yeah, but like 8 or 9 months, and we've just been headlining, and all the shows, you know, knock on wood, we've had like a 90% sellout.
That's
so
good,
I mean,
man.
For us, it's like the last, you know, 8-9 months, most of the shows, I mean, there's only been a few, you know, spread out that haven't been sold out. So it's kind of it's really kind of shocking. You know, you work and you play
awesome.
And play. But it's really weird when you see a line of like 600 or 700 people in line 2 hours, 3 hours before you go on, and they're dying to like get in.
Get in and get up close.
And it's really, they're like, they cannot possibly be here to see us. So I mean, it's a huge honor, and
it just makes more sense right now just to keep it like that, you know, with our kids. There was talk of doing a co-headlining with, you know, different types of bands, but they're like the same, you know, at the same place that we are right now.
Right.
So it doesn't make any sense to really do that.
And I guess you played Pops before already, and
we played it for 100 people last time we played.
Now how cool is that's neat. Yeah. You know, they're road dogs. I mean, they're getting ready to go out again, but they're out all the time. Mm-hmm. And they headline places, and they're going to be in St. Louis in May.
Well, they're a band that's coming of age in this internet era where musicians aren't making much money on their recorded music anymore. So they have to be road dogs in order to survive.
They play all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. That though, isn't that great? I mean, do you have any
you know what I mean? It's not like a classic rock band that already made a lot of
money
on their music
through their publishing.
Yeah, they're publishing. They weren't born in that golden era.
Right. take pictures of these gigs where there's only 100 people just so you can
We have them. Yeah, we have like different, you know, we've got a lot of stuff, you know, just cataloged from when we started, you know, 21 months ago with Powerman 5000. That was our first.
Really?
They took us out the first month.
You went
of,
out with that? That's,
for
that's
the month of
the
June.
First shows.
Wow.
And they taught us a lot in that 1 month, and we love those boys. And then we got really lucky, and you know, the boys in Three Doors Down, you know, yep. we went out with them, and that was a big bill because it was us, and then it was like Seether and then Our Lady Peace and then Three Doors. So it was a four-band bill, but we actually were the longest band to tour with them ever. It was started out as only supposed to be 6 weeks, and they took us out for 9 months.
And they're getting ready to go out, too. I wouldn't be surprised if you
They're going
the
out, and we're going back in the studio, probably.
Oh, really?
So that's how it's going to work, probably.
Three Doors Down, I really liked that band.
I liked them, too.
Yeah.
You know.
I kind of, to me, they were like the 2000s version of maybe what Bad Company was in the 70s.
Yeah, it's just, you know, they, what do you say? I mean, their bass player got in a lot of trouble.
Sure.
A lot of trouble.
Oh, yeah.
And
alcohol and killed somebody in a drunk driving accident.
And they still have the same lead singer, Brad Arnold. Saw him at Ballpark Village the last time, just a few years ago. So they still sound good, but as far as, you know, putting out anything new, Shinedown has made it a lot longer than they have.
Yeah, they
for
have.
Sure. And tonight we'll have 1,500 people. At
Pops. we're quite taken back by it.
Wow, that's
it feels
awesome.
Really good.
So the Super Bowl's in Jacksonville.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we're actually playing like a post kind of. I don't know if it's a post.
Is it before the Super Bowl or after? I think it's before.
Yeah, we're playing. Yeah. There's a club down there called Plush, and we're playing with Three Doors. Actually, it's like a post Super Bowl thing.
Cool. That would be
get
cool.
To play
so
home,
that's what we're
home
doing.
Down.
Yeah, so that's cool.
That
we get to go
cool.
back home for a little while for a day, a
couple hours.
Yeah. How's your voice holding out, dude?
It's all right. I don't have a falsetto anymore, but I'll probably get it back once I get off the road, you know, again. But, I mean, as far as the
it's
actual...
It's funny you brought that up, because one of the times I saw them at the pageant, he was struggling with his voice.
Really?
And he wouldn't hit the higher notes that he normally
Yeah, he can't. if you go to see them, I mean, don't expect to hear... He's got a great voice on record.
Yeah.
Live, it's still good, but it isn't... he doesn't sing in the same key.
Yeah.
He just doesn't.
Voice, it's okay.
Because that last time you were here, the version of 45 you did in here, people still talk about.
Thanks.
And I get requests for it.
I had a good day.
Just, it was excellent.
So you got good days and bad days.
Yeah. I'm sure.
I fell out of my bunk 3 nights ago.
So he's having a bad week, actually.
I had a bad week. I fell out of my bunk 3 nights ago. And for people that don't know this, I like to sleep on the top bunk of the bus.
Yeah.
So my fall was about 5-6 feet straight on my back.
Okay. And so, a fifth of Jim Beam will do that for you. I don't know,
man. So I'm sitting over here like nursing, hopefully not crack ribs. So, you know, it'll be all right.
It's
you gotta have stories,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you got good. Well, how do you secure yourself? I've never slept in a bunk on a bus, so
I don't even know what the hell happened.
You just hang on. There's no securing.
Just hang on.
You just hang on.
Sound asleep and hang on. That's not a good night's rest.
I think I was probably dreaming about freaking skydiving or something. Yeah. And she's like, go!
Done.
Just gone,
boom.
Man. Right on my back. Freaking our tech, Marcus, he sleeps below me on the other side. He was like, all I saw was red hair fly down. He's like, I don't know if it was blood or what.
At least you didn't fall on top of him.
Everybody said it sounded like an elephant fell down in the back of the bus. I was like, that's hilarious.
You gotta
laugh about it now.
To be on tour, man. I mean, it's for radio guys, it's always, you know, been like, not frustrating musicians. I never really tried to be a musician. I played a little guitar, but I've always wanted to know what it's like to sing in front of a crowd, to play guitar in front of a crowd, go out on the road for a while. And have fun and get messed up for a while.
It's better than
get messed up for.
We got
a
really good friend of ours who's actually a producer, named Tony Battaglia, who, if you look on the credits of Leave a Whisper, is on there. He once said to me, he was like, sometimes you got to fall down in the gutter. He was like, you can't be straight laced all the time. Sometimes you got to just fall in the gutter to remember, you know, what it's like. You know what I mean? So, you know, I think we have that mentality sometimes.
Well, that's good.
At least I did when I fell down off my bunk.
You just stay.
You talk to him today, it'd be a totally different mindset.
Yeah, not anymore.
Yeah.
Be there a little while.
Yeah, just, you know, wallowed in my own, whatever.
For 3 days straight sometimes.
Yeah, or 30 days straight.
30 days in the hole.
Yeah, pretty much.
We're talking to Brent and Jason of Shinedown. Leave a Whisper is a great album that is now almost 2 years now out?
Almost 2 years.
Wow.
Almost 2 years.
It's amazing.
We actually, I'm trying to remember how many months ago, we were presented our gold record, which was a big
nice.
Deal. We got it presented to us in Orlando, which was a big deal because they were huge supporters also
it's
of us.
Huge deal for a rock band these days to sell that many records.
Yeah, it just doesn't gold is 500,000 copies.
Yes.
Still a big deal.
Right.
You know? happening. You're totally right, man. So I mean, the only other rock band out there that's doing is Velvet Revolver, and
yeah,
I don't know what
Silvertide
has sold, but
I don't know, man. Those boys bust their butt, man. Yeah. God, those kids are amazing.
Yeah,
we found out you just don't go home. You know, we've done it all through touring and radio. That's it. You know,
I was going to ask you about radio because you know that a lot's been said about satellite radio and stuff like that. But you know, the
no, I mean,
radio is radio.
You know what? At the end of the day,
it'll never go away. People love it. You know, it's just, I mean, it's just a fact. You know, you can't stop it. It's a beautiful thing.
I think what people need to understand, I mean, the logic, you know, if there is, you know, such a thing as that, as we know when it comes to radio, is a lot of people, if you're in bands right now out there and you're trying to get, you know, your stuff out there or, you know, get noticed, even when you do your record, if you're lucky enough for the label to even release it and then let alone get one single, you know, you have to build relationships with radio. And this is extremely important because you guys are the ones that decide whether or not you're going to play that song.
Yeah.
And then the people hear that and they decide whether or not they want
they like
you in
it.
Their life.
Very true.
It's extremely important, and this is just our word of advice to anyone out there. Make friends with the radio station, because it's not about brown nosing. It has nothing to do with it. There's a mutual respect,
drinks,
and there should be. Between
drinks work.
Yeah.
Drinks work.
Yeah. But there is. There's a mutual respect between the artist and, you know, the programmers and everything.
These guys got a good business sense on their show.
Yeah, and he's totally right. That's the way, well, you know, it used to be, you know. They still, you know, when they come into town, they still, you know, do interviews with, you know, The Point down the hall from us and stuff like that. And they are a radio band. They made, you know, they admit it right there. That's how they got to be where they are.
Yeah. Are they going to play here live in the studio?
They may. Yeah.
Thing else, you know, it all works both ways. It really does.
It is.
So,
it's a great thing.
Just like Jason said, there's virtually no press on us.
Right.
And we've done all this by touring relentlessly. And
really, no, really, you didn't have a smash video or anything.
No, we've only had one video that got played, and it didn't really get played that much.
Simple Man gets played on cruise ships and then Target, so.
Yeah. So, I mean, for us, you know, when you got to do it, and I mean, I think in a lot of ways, I know I do, and the rest of the band, I mean, we all do. We feel really blessed in a lot of ways that we've been able to do it grassroots style, because we've really, at least we believe, we really have built a real fan base. I mean, we've had people that are, you know, they drive 14 hours to see us, and we're just, that's mind-boggling.
Yeah, like,
that
you're crazy.
And I mean, there's people at Pops right now that have been there since noon, and there's like 6 or 8 cars, and they're just kids, they're just waiting.
They're just waiting.
And I mean, that's the most, that's a very beautiful, it's really
there's
an amazing
feeling.
There's
nothing like word feeling. Of mouth, man.
Word
it's
of mouth
very
is huge,
everything.
It's a big feeling.
And then
feeling.
You really have fans, you know, it's like sometimes you bands that have, you know, their success from magazines and MTV, it's just fair weather fans, you know, they're not really, you know, they don't follow you around and show up, you know, it's just, you know, fly by.
And at least for us, I mean, we don't take it lightly at all. We're very much devoted to our fans. And whether you're a new fan or you've been there from the beginning, it, you know,
we still go out and sign stuff every night.
Yeah,
I mean, it doesn't change for.
That's the truth. They are still into their fans. They were back then. They are now. I follow them on Instagram and Twitter, and you can just tell that, you know, the stuff that they post, and they're into their fans.
And they need to know that they need to keep doing that forever.
Yeah, I think they do know. Yeah.
Even if their music falls out of favor for a little while,
right,
it'll come back in just like we've seen with all these other rock bands over the years.
Right.
You know, they get burnt out, people get tired of hearing them for a while, their music disappears from the landscape for a while, and then all of a sudden they start popping up. And these guys, when they're 60 years old, 70 years old, they're still going to, if they're still in good shape, they will still probably be doing this music for
what they know,
for that younger generation of rocker out there. They got to keep that in mind. This is a long-term deal.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know.
You get
or it can be.
Tired. I mean, as far as like you just get fatigued every once in a while, but you have to remember, you know, you've been given the most amazing opportunity anyway, and, you know, why would you ever bitch about it or, you know, complain about it? Because at the end of the day, you know, I know we're living out what we, you know, dreamed of doing. So, I mean, it really does come back down to the fan. They're the reason why we're able to do what we've been doing right now. And every
they can
night
take it away from you.
Yeah,
yeah,
very quickly.
Right.
They cannot show up at any point.
The fall down is a lot quicker than the climb up. So.
What is it you always say? The bats come out on the way down.
Well, I wish everybody thought like that. The guys are here, Brent and Jason from Shinedown, and you're going to play for us now?
We would, if you don't mind, we'll play you a song.
Of course, you have to.
Good, good, good. Wonder what's going to be.
It's going to be Simple Man. And I'll play it on the radio. We can't play it here, unfortunately.
Right.
But let's see. You can play.
I heard this man in there. He'll pay you $10 to sing it to a can. We're going to play the fourth single off Leave a Whisper, which is Burning Bright.
Burning Bright. I was hoping.
Here it is.
Shine Down. I have to, can you pause that? I absolutely love that song.
Yeah.
All right, so we fast-forwarded through Burning Bright, and here's the end of the interview. I'm the luckiest person in the world, man.
Thanks, man.
I get to see this music like this all the time, and you guys bring it, man.
Thanks a lot, man. We really appreciate it.
That's Shine Down.
Thanks for supporting the band, man.
Brent and Jason, you play real rock, man.
Thank you very much.
And that's what we do around here. So
we're really happy to be here, man. So it's a pleasure for us. It's a labor of love. So thank you very much.
That's all right. So Shine Down, good luck in 2005.
Thank you so much.
And good luck with the new record coming up.
Thank you.
And who knows? Maybe we'll see you again this year. Maybe somebody will yank you back out on the road.
We're trying to get back out as fast as we can.
Because you know you're not going to be able to say no.
Nah, probably not. We're not going to be able to.
All right, Brent and Jason, thanks, man. We'll see you tonight at Pops. Let's give away a pair of tickets. Number 11 at 969-1111, 1-800-842-KSHE. Mm-hmm. This show is sold out, my friends. 1,500 people be crammed into Pops tonight. We're all going to the strip clubs afterwards.
Hey, hey.
I don't know. We got to talk to the band afterwards.
How are we going?
All right, so caller number 11, we'll set you up. Let's start off, or let's play something now that started the career of Shinedown, really. This is 45, KSHE 95.
Ooh, that's a great song, too.
Yeah. It makes me want to go back and listen to the 2004 interview that I did with them, because I know that they played Simple Man in the studio. They may have even played 45.
Yeah.
So,
and unfortunately,
it's got a great voice.
Unfortunately, we can't let those songs air on our podcast because we don't own the rights to them, and we could get sued. So, but going back and listening to that interview, maybe we should play that next week. I don't know.
I was talking about the music. You can listen to KSHE 95, the radio station, on your phone or your app, wherever you're at, and you might. Might catch us playing that version of Burning Bright. Mm-hmm. Makes me want to play it.
Okay, that's it for KSHE Tapes episode 77. You heard the guys from the band
Shinedown.
And you can follow me on Twitter at STLUMan or on Instagram. I'm Johnny Hewlett.
Favaz saying so long. Farewell. AMF.
It's all brought to you by BlackRavenDigital.com.
The KSHE Tapes with you, man, and Favaz. For more on the history of KSHE, go to KSHE95.com or the KSHE mobile app.